You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Rocking and rolling in a brand new year here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Welcome. Glad to be with you and glad to be talking some St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Into 2021, 162 games, some fans in the stands. We just can't wait. It's going to be super fun, and we look forward to sharing it all with you here on the program. So just a programming note, kind of like last year, we'll be doing this a little less frequently than we had in times gone by, but we'll be coming to you, I would say, at least once a month, probably more than that in all honesty, but we'll come to you the first weekday of each month is the plan right now, and then dropping in episodes as things make sense. So today was the first weekday of the month, so we're dropping you this episode, and then I bet you we probably come to you a week from today, which is the home opener. So just be sure to be subscribed wherever you get your podcast to the Cardinals Insider Podcast. You will always be with us. For now, we head to the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cardinals slip past the Reds 11-6 on this opening day, their 130th in National League history. And we catch up with Emily Stevens, team reporter for the St. Louis Cardinals. And Emily, I think the first question is, have you thawed off? Because it looked about as cold across the league today, but in Cincinnati as I can ever remember on an opening day.
You know, Brett, yeah, this has definitely been the coldest opening day I've ever experienced. It's also my first opening day on the road. So, you know, being in Florida only a couple weeks ago and then now being in Cincinnati with snow, I was definitely pretty chilly.
Yeah, we're not taking it easy on you by what's probably 75 at 8 o'clock at night as we record this in Jupiter on a given night this time of year. And then I don't even want to think about what it is in Cincinnati. I think it's warmer here in St. Louis right now. I'll pull the weather app up. But it was not very fun to see those snowflakes. In Detroit, it was, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, but it was snowing hard during the Tigers home opener. It is 41 here. Let's see what it looks like in Cincinnati right now, but definitely not not baseball weather, that's for sure.
No, not at all. It was in the 30s, let's just say. And I spoke to Arenado earlier, and I said, you know, you're probably used to this cold weather coming from Colorado. And he said, oh yeah, this is nothing. I'm used to this kind of weather. I do miss the Florida weather, but very used to this cold weather.
Yeah, 35 in Cincinnati right now. So we got them beat by 6 degrees here in St. Louis.
Lucky.
Speaking of Nolan Arenado, yeah, you got to talk with him today. He, of course, collects his first RBI and hit as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's start with this. The big ovation or the big kind of moment will come a week from today when he gets home to Busch Stadium for the first time, even at limited capacity. I think we're all looking forward to that. But still, just to see him in real game action, not in a Grapefruit League game, step to the plate as a member of the Cardinals. What was that moment like from your vantage point?
You know, it's exciting. It's really exciting to, you know, to acquire a new player and someone as, you know, great as Arenado. It's pretty cool. And, you know, to get to see that in person, definitely a great experience. And, you know, I know he's really looking forward to opening day in St. Louis. He's excited to, you know, experience all those Cardinals fans, he said. And yeah, he said he wants to win. So gotta love that.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a vibe. I just got off the Zoom with Mike Schilt, and the questions were talking about the guys being ready to go. And I don't know if having something to prove is really the way I would put it, but essentially that they were ready to go and get things going here in the regular season. You've been with them on the bus and around the ballpark, and you were down there with them in Jupiter for a little bit. And just to get the season going today, what's kind of the vibe been like to play one that actually counts?
You know, the vibe is just, it's happiness. It's joy. You know, these guys went through so much last year, you know, as did all of us. And I think they're just really excited to get back to, you know, some sort of normalcy. And it definitely feels like that, you know, here in Cincinnati, even more so than being in Florida. You know, spring training was great, but, you know, it definitely wasn't the same as past years. But, you know, just seeing the guys, they're excited. They're happy to be with one another and they're ready to go for the season.
Yeah, you mentioned it's different, that's for sure. And, you know, usually you and I would both be at spring training. We both have been on the road before with the team. And you're the only one that we've got in tier two at the moment. And so the way that works just for everybody out there means that Emily's embedded and she can kind of go where the guys are. And we're hoping to bring you some awesome stuff on our YouTube and our social and also over on Cardinals Insider TV. And we're grateful to have that access that the club is providing. But just, yeah, Emily, I mean, what's it look like? I know for most of our listeners, they don't have the frame of reference of being around a big league clubhouse day to day like we do anyway in a normal year, but how is it different? Kind of describe for us what you've experienced here early in 2021 compared to, you know, what it's like to be around the team in years past.
Well, you know, Brett, the first thing I guess I have to note is the first things I've probably noticed is the inside of my hotel room. You know, that's kind of where I've been spending most of my time. You know, we're all ordering food to go. We're doing our part. So yeah, you know, it's definitely different. But the second we got to the field today, it really did. It felt great. It felt normal. It really did feel like the baseball season. And I know when we get back to Busch Stadium, it's going to feel even better.
So what do you do? What's up on the agenda for the off day tomorrow in Cincinnati? A lot of the inside of your hotel room, I'm sure, but tell us a little bit about what you were able to do today as far as catching up with different members of the team and just some of the exciting storylines that you're seeing and that fans might be seeing hitting their timeline or hitting Cardinals Insider TV here.
Yeah, well, you know, today I got to speak to Arenado and I got to speak to Adam Wainwright, and he's pitching on Saturday. So for tomorrow, I'm going to be working on a package that we'll be posting to YouTube. And he's just really excited to be back. You know, I said every opening day is special. And of course, this year, it feels even more special, you know, to all of us. And then I said special one more time, a third time, I said, and this opening day has to be extra special to you. And, you know, he gave a great answer for that. He's always such a great speaker and he's just really excited to be back. You know, he thought he'd be retired by now and he's playing, you know, he's pitching on Saturday and he's very excited. So yeah, tomorrow I'll be working on that and we'll see how Saturday goes.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember standing in the clubhouse at Wrigley Field at the end of the 2018 season, I guess. And that was that year where he had come on really strong there at the end and it looked really good and kind of vintage Adam Wainwright. And I remember him talking to a group of reporters and just saying, I wasn't sure if I was going to be back or not, but I'm having so much fun and I'm pitching so well. How could I not? And that seems like forever ago. And this guy just keeps looking awesome. And we'll be excited to see him Saturday as he takes the hill for the St. Louis Cardinals, throwing to his good buddy, Yadier Molina, who today, by the way, I just want to mention, caught his 17th straight opening day. That is the most ever in Major League Baseball history by a catcher. So that's pretty impressive. And we're looking forward to seeing those two pitch on Saturday at the Great American Ballpark as the Battery. But the off day tomorrow, Cardinals 1-0 against the division rival Cincinnati Reds. Emily, thanks so much. We appreciate you checking in with us and taking some time out to talk through things. And again, folks should be sure to catch Emily's work as well as everything else that our group does on the club's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Cardinals, all the Cardinals social media. And of course, starting this weekend, shameless plug, Cardinals Insider Television, Ozzie Smith back for his 5th year as the host of the program. You can catch up with Ozzie, Emily, myself, and just folks from all over Cardinals Nation. We're really excited to be back with you. Check out where to watch at cardinals.com/insider. Emily, thanks. Get some rest tonight and finish thawing out, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brett. I'll see you back in St. Louis.